A warm welcome everyone to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakudi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hi everyone, welcome to Amazing You. Today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Dolly Alessandra Sino, founder and CEO of Blue Limit Academy and a certified Proctor Gallagher consultant. Welcome, Dolly.
Hi, Rainey. Thank you so much for having me today.
So tell us briefly about your story, Dolly.
Wow, yeah, sure. So my story actually, it begins, I guess now it's been about 4.5 years. It was March of 2017. And interestingly, I feel like my story comes out kind of the same each time I share it. And it's almost like a storybook too. But I really can kind of travel back there in a place of, I almost want to share with your audience too. It's like I'm watching it now rather than feeling it, but having a lot of compassion for myself. But about 4.5 years ago, I was at a really low place in my life. I like to say it was rock bottom. And I knew that I was, at the time, it was a knowing, this is what I felt. Little did I know that it wasn't true at all, but I felt it in every bone of my body that there was nothing that anybody could do or anything that I could do to change what was happening, what I perceived to be to me. And what I now understand was that everything was happening for me. So I was 36 years old, and I was at a point in my life where I got to being where I was drinking every day. I was on antidepressants. I was addicted to cigarettes since I was probably the age of 13. And my mother had actually passed away actually at the age of 49, carrying the same habits that I did with massive depression as well. So I knew that that was kind of where I was headed. And I had two very young children at the time. And I didn't want to put them through the suffering that my mom had gone through, because she had had cirrhosis of the liver, then she had throat cancer, and ultimately died of blood poisoning. I'm sharing a lot of details on this call, and I'm not quite sure why, but again, I'm just allowing it to flow. Yeah, thank you. And I just remember being in the basement and screaming out to God, who I didn't have a very good relationship with, and saying, I'm willing to listen to anything that you might have in store for me, because where I am right now feels like hell. And what I realize now is speaking this truth, just how incredibly important it is. Because for me, the soul that came through was a gentleman named Bob Proctor. So as you mentioned earlier, you stated that I was a Proctor Gallagher consultant. So I do study and work with Bob Proctor now. But at the time, I was actually raised to believe that this information was hippie woo-woo, not true, and very close to probably devil worshiping. So I really stayed away from any personal development, any type of self-help, any of those titles. You know, I didn't even know who Tony Robbins was. I kind of did, but he got on my nerves from the movie Shallow Hal. So I didn't realize it then, but it was those in which that I was surrounded with. You know, they didn't know and understand. They had that mental mindset of working hard. And for me, I wasn't very good in school. So a lot of things that I had started, I didn't really finish. So at the age of 36, here I was with all these habits. And then on top of all of these things, I had a mindset of, you know, never thinking that I could go beyond the average worker. I was earning anywhere between $15 to $19 an hour, but I'd have to work really hard, a lot of overtime, and never being able to see my family. Right. So knowing that I was going to be a single mom of two, you can imagine kind of where I was at. We were also broke at the time. So low mental mindset, all these addictive habits, knowing I was going to be a single mom of two, you can kind of imagine where I was at.
Yeah.
And so here comes Bob Proctor on a suggested YouTube video. And I think it's important, again, for your audience to know, I was not surrounded by this material. So it was a coincidence.
Mm.
But we know and understand there's no such thing.
Yeah.
And it was what Bob Proctor said. And he said, if I want to be free, I have to be me. Not the me that my spouse thinks I should be. Not the me that my kids think I should be. And not the me that you think I should be. If I want to be free, I have to be me. So I better know who me is. And I guess a lot of people have listened to that quote before, and it's shaken something inside of them. There was a lot of power in what he said. And then he also shared that, you know, we didn't die and become spirit. We were spirits, and we were having a human experience.
Yes.
Rainey, I'd never heard anyone talk like that before. But like I said, there was also something very powerful that I didn't realize then, because I'm sure many people have said this in many different ways, but it was this power that came to and through. It was, now I realize that he was in alignment. His belief matched his behavior, yeah. But he had also walked the walk. He was a true leader. And that's why he was able to reach me the way that he did. He spoke to my soul. Yeah. He was speaking a universal truth. So you can imagine, fast forward from 2017 until now, I'm sure your audience could probably predict that's not where I am anymore. Mm-hmm. And everything that you're, you know, that you all have listened to, that you could have and be and do whatever it is that you desire, I'm that proof that you really can, you know, that you really can change the way in which that you see reality. And when you do change things within yourself, everything out here changes too.
Yes.
Hope I didn't go too deep too fast.
That's good. That's great already. You've said a lot already. I think that's really helpful for the audience. Yeah.
Thank you. So fast forwarding to 4 years later, I am an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I have hit goals that I like to say that Matthew McConaughey, I love his quote. He says, Hollywood would never produce it because no one would ever believe it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was marked so well. And I realize now that these things can, it is absolutely possible. So like Bob Proctor, I kind of went out on a mission to say, I want to share with others this truth as well by doing it myself. And what is it that I was doing? I was listening to those that had the results in which that I was seeking, right? That there was actually this blueprint, that there was a way in which to shift the way that you actually thought of the world, because you weren't your thoughts, right? That you weren't those things. You weren't your thoughts and you weren't your body. You were the soul. You were so much more powerful than that. You were the observer and the co-creator of the reality in which that you were living in. And when I started to learn how to use those gifts, that's when things started to really shift and change. But I was programmed, you know, to do what, you know, what my parents did, which was to work really hard. You know, I did go to school, but I didn't finish. you know, like I said, I'd started things and didn't finish things. At least that's who I thought I was. But the truth is that those were none of the, I was none of those things. Those were just the things that I had continued to affirm. And those were the lies. So now learning that we can actually affirm the truth and knowing that we are so much greater than our body and our thoughts. We're so much more than that. And we're so powerful, especially when we lead with love. So my life has completely changed. Mm. And I really do have the life of freedom to choose the things that I want to do. And it isn't even about finances. And I think that's important too, for your audience to know too, Rainey, is that it's the mental mindset. It's how I feel when I make decisions that I've never made before. You know, having things like absolutely fall, like things just fall apart around me, chaos, destruction happen around me, and be able to not be afraid like I used to. You know, I would often say, oh, I'm codependent. That was what, you know, I would often say. And so I'm so dependent on others. That's a story that I just, you know, continue to tell myself over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Now it's not like this change happens overnight. Right? Like anything else, it's like going to the gym. It's going to take practice and repetition and surrounding yourself with people that know and understand that there is a new world in which that can be created. But all these things I didn't know until I found lightworkers like you. you know, other people that have done this journey too. You know, and we all have a story. And some people have even often asked me, they're like, well, what if mine isn't as dramatic as yours? What if I didn't drink every day and I wasn't on antidepressants? Is my story just as important? And it's, of course it is, because the life that you led, you know, no one can share this, those stories.
Yeah.
That no one has the perceptions that you do and all the life lessons that you had. And that's what wisdom is. Yes. And when you're leading, making decisions as your higher self, my gosh, people want to know, you know, how is it that you're doing that?
Yes.
And, yeah. And then I just surround myself with people that want to share it, like you. Mm. Like, you know, here you are, we're doing a podcast so that others can hear, you know, this information. So again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. What inspired you to start your business, Dolly?
Wow, that's a great question. So when I mentioned about meeting Bob in the basement on a YouTube yes. video, I was broke and had no money at all. Mm-hmm. But I made a committed decision that I was going to meet Bob Proctor.
Okay.
And I was, yeah. And again, many people from your audience may know him from the movie The Secret.
Yes.
But he is the world leader in human potential and success. And also what I want to share with your audience too is I have many, many mentors. But I refer to him because he was the first that mm-hmm. It was the way in which that he translated this information that reached me is really, you know, but now I understand it from many other mentors. But once I made the decision of meeting him, that opportunity opened up for me. Mm-hmm. And there was a program called The Matrix, where it allowed us to go and meet him and to have dinner at his home. So I made the decision in April of 2017. And in August of 2017, we'll say that miracles happen. And I was broke, but here I was flying to Toronto, Canada, and having that afternoon lunch or dinner with Bob Proctor.
Oh, wow.
It's mind-blowing. And the people yes. in which I met there, all the people that I was meant to meet, Rainey, were there. Mm-hmm. But had I not listened to those that, again, had the results in which that I was seeking, I wouldn't have had the courage. And if you remember earlier me saying, too, that this work, this personal development is, it truly is about remembering who we are. Yeah. And had I not had that, I wouldn't have had the courage to go. And now looking back, why am I grateful that I did? I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't. But Bob said, you know, he was doing a presentation, and he said, for those of you that would like to do what I do, I will teach you. And I was in so much shock, Rainey. I was like, wow, there's a opportunity to learn from Bob Proctor how to do what he does. I didn't even know that was a thing. And I made a decision that day that I was going to do that. I'd never owned a business. I didn't know what an LLC was. I didn't know what a BNI or a, you know, Toastmasters or any of these things were. I was a corporate 9-to-5 worker.
Okay.
And that's all I knew. You know, if I was 1 second late, you know, I'd be written up. If I was 3 times late in a month, I was going to get fired, was what I was used to, you know? So Bob said, don't worry about the how. He just said, just make the decision. And that was it, Rainey. I made the decision that I wanted to do what he did, which was to speak this truth. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to die for it.
So what has been the greatest challenge in your life, Dolly? And how did you overcome it?
My greatest challenge?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great question too, Rainey. And because in what we teach, as you also know too, we know and understand that challenges, we know to reframe
yeah.
the changing of the perception of what we see to change the challenges into lessons.
Absolutely.
And I've had so many. it's nonstop. You know, people think, oh, you're so positive all the time. You act like rainbows and unicorns all day long. And I think, no, that's absolutely not true. That's how I show up in front of you, because that's the energy in which I feel from you. And also too, there are a lot of challenging things that are happening around me. And a lot of those things I would say is every time I decide to step out into something I've never done before, even doing this podcast, you know, webinar with you, there was a time that there's no way that I would do these things. And I would have called this a huge challenge. But here I am today doing those things. I would also say too, Rainey, the biggest challenge for me, I want to kind of go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Was trying to accept when my mentors would say, don't worry about the how. Right. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. I think that was my biggest challenge, if I could kind of, I was so frustrated because I would think, what do you mean you're not going to tell me the how? That's the whole point of a coach, isn't it? Is what I would think. Not really understanding that a coach was also there to hold that space, to hold this vision when you couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
And not understanding how powerful that was because of the energy exchange. And now I understand those things and can translate it in my own language to others so that others can understand it too, that you're not going to know the how, because the fun really is in doing it yourself. Yes. It's creating it along the way. It's having those experiences with your family. And like with me, you know, I would say, oh, my challenges are my kids. I used to say that all the time. I'm like, oh my God, they're like the greatest mirrors for me. I don't see them as a challenge now. Instead, I see them as they're experiencing this life with me. We're going through these challenges, lessons together.
Yeah.
And they are my greatest teachers, right? Because they absolutely remind me of, you know, of things that I still need to heal within me. But they're just, I hope, you know, they're just amazing. Yeah. So, yeah. That's a general way of answering that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dolly. Okay. And who has been the most influential person in your life? And what are the three qualities that you admire most in that person?
Wow, okay. You know, Rainey, I'm gonna have to say right now, I would have to say, yeah, Bob Proctor. Just because I can always go back to the source, like, you know, we have for me, it's God. And one of the greatest things that Bob Proctor has taught me is that he is just a student of the material. And I continue to see him doing that work. And, you know, of course, my biggest inspiration, of course, is God, you know, that's going to come first. But with the way that you asked the question, the human part, you know, is what came through. But he just continues to show that he just does the work, and it inspires me, and it makes me, if I may mention this too, I just remembered this. 4.5 years ago, when Bob said to write out what it was that you wanted, I wrote down that I wanted to be Bob Proctor's best student.
Okay.
No, but hold on, this is kind of funny, because when I started it, when I first started and I became a consultant, the income didn't come right away. Wow. There was a lot of reprogramming and studying I needed to do. There was a lot of things that I needed to learn. But in that process of impatience, I actually got upset with myself. And I thought, why'd you say you wanted to be the best student? You should have said the richest student, you know, or like the wealthiest student. Like, why'd you say the best student? Because now you have to go through probably the hardest lessons if you want to be the best student, you know. Everything that our leaders, and I just want to tell your audience, no matter who you're studying, whether it be Dr. Joe Dispenza or, you know, Tony Robbins or Jim Rohn, I'm sure there's tons, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Rainey, I'm sure you can name a ton. They're all telling the truth. You know, listen to understand, be a student, and just listen to what your heart knows to be true. And if there's judgment, try to quiet that so you can hear the lesson instead.
Yeah. That's very helpful. Thank you. That's great, Dolly. Thank you. And what quote has helped you to cope in challenging times, Dolly?
Wow. It's going to be, the original is from Socrates.
Okay.
And it's, you don't change things. Oh gosh, I should know this by heart. It's, you know, you build a new model that makes the old model obsolete. I don't know if you know the whole rest of that quote, but ultimately the meaning of it was that you don't fight things by trying to change the existing reality. To change something, you build a new model that makes the old model obsolete. It, you know, and that's a lot of times what I would do. I would hang on to that old story of who I thought I was, and I would continue to create that old me into the present, which would then continue to create that future me. It's that we're habitual beings, right? I was very predictable. I didn't realize that I could actually write out a new me and to start working towards, and not, you know, and back then, it back before I had this mindset, I thought it was just something physical that you could do. I didn't realize that you really could just completely change how in which that you thought, and you really could see the world a completely different way and show up differently and get completely different results. So yes. That's the quote. That still runs very dear to my heart because I hung on to it. When I didn't believe, when I had to borrow the belief of others until I started to see the results myself, that would be the quote. And you would think that I would know it by heart, Rainey, but I hope I did a good job in explaining it.
You did, Dolly. Thank you, yes. And what would you say to encourage people today who are facing some tough times?
Yeah. I would tell them first and foremost, if they're on and listening to your podcast, remember that everything in which that you're going through, there's a reason. And even if we don't know it, we borrow the belief, again, from people like you and I, because we've been there before, which is why we have compassion.
Yeah.
And I want to share with everyone too that I'll never forget, you know, the laws, the universal laws that were created by God, they're not human made. Mm-hmm. And that's if you're feeling really bad, you're feeling really, really bad. That means the law of polarity states that you're about to feel really, really good. So if you're in that mental state where you don't feel like you can just, you know, flip out of it, you know, some people just think, oh, just think positive thoughts and you'll come out. Sometimes you can't. Yeah. Sometimes you're so far in, right? It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad, you know, that, and I know your audience can feel what I'm sharing. But I just want you to remember, even if it's a small glimpse of hope, is that the pendulum will swing the other way. So if you could just hang on to that, you can at least break the pattern of thinking as your old self, and you can observe instead, right, the light at the end of the tunnel. And the more often you do that, surprisingly, that part of that suffering that we go through, that length, you know, sometimes we like sit in it for so long, will shorten. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. And eventually, when that hard time that we're feeling will subside, it'll start to get, I don't almost want to say easier, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Of course. And to listen to people like you, Rainey, all the time. It's important that your audience stays plugged in.
And to listen to you too, Dolly, because you've got so much wisdom and so much to share.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us briefly about what you do and how can people contact you, Dolly?
Thank you. Yes, so I do have a group in Mastery or in Facebook called Master Your Thinking. It is a free group, and I do run master classes, and I do like to post really fun, inspirational quotes that I kind of see along the way. They are personally from me, so I actually go in and post it, even though I have a marketer, an assistant too. So that is one way. And then my website is dolly@dollyalessandra.com. And I work with people basically, you know, in, it's that it's what I use to help shift what we call a paradigm. So it's that mental programming in which that we have that keeps us stuck. It's, I coach people through an elite program.
Okay.
Called Thinking Into Results. And it is a program that Bob has created. And I like to say that, again, I hold that sacred space for others as they start to accomplish things that they never could have imagined that they could. So yeah, that's the way that you would reach me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dolly, for being here today, for sharing your knowledge and for giving your time. And I wish you a lot of success. Thank you so much. And thank you for the audience for listening.
Rainey, thank you again so, so much. I really appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone.
Thank you.